up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 1038. In this episode, I'll discuss treating diphenhydramine overdose in the absence of physostigmine. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1038. And now, on to the episode. The usual antidote for anticholinergic drug toxicity is physostigmine, however, it's no longer available in the U.S. Even though the FDA has authorized the importation of an equivalent product, pharmacists may face the need to treat a patient for anticholinergic toxicity without access to this antidote. That's exactly what happened to a group of clinicians who published a case report in Pharmacotherapy of how they treated a patient with a massive diphenhydramine overdose without using physostigmine. The case is that of a 21-year-old female with confirmed diphenhydramine overdose of 3,600 milligrams. While in the ED, the patient experienced hallucinations, attempted to remove monitoring systems, struck a nurse, and repeatedly yelled incoherently. Physostigmine would normally have been used, but it was unavailable to the clinicians due to the shortage situation. The patient was vomiting, so the oral route for cholinesterase inhibitors like rivastigmine was not feasible. Instead of using oral rivastigmine, a 9.5 milligram rivastigmine patch was applied to the patient on her back left shoulder area where she would not be able to remove it. After just 4 hours from when the patch was applied, the patient's mental status improved and vomiting subsided. The authors emphasize that rivastigmine remains a pharmacodynamically based, clinically reasonable, and underutilized option for managing anticholinergic delirium, and that the transdermal route of administration can be considered when the oral route is not an option and IV physostigmine is not readily available. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.